This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in August the 12th of this year. We are talking about no other than Premier Biomedical, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. And if you're like me, you're feeling a little pain if you own this stock. And to bring us up to speed and find out what's going on with the company is the CEO and co-founder and president, Mr. William Hartman. Bill, welcome to the show.
It's always a pleasure to be here. And with that introduction, I'm looking forward to telling our exciting story.
You know, well, why is it? You know, it seems like you're, and please don't take this the hard way or the wrong way, but it seems like your stock is just getting pounded. What are your thoughts and why is that?
Everett, well, the story is complex, but let me do the best we can. We have old debt. Our lenders are pounding us down just mercilessly. You know, now why did we have to borrow so much money? Well, it's real simple. We had a line of five products in our hemp oil business. We went into to that business to support our R&D efforts. We owed money to the University of Texas, et cetera. We had five products, regular strength, and they were all labeled hemp oil, and they are all hemp-based products. We came out with an extra strength line, a much stronger line of products, and we labeled them CBD because we anticipated that the 2018 Farm Bill would legalize CBD across the entire country, and everything was great. Well, as a net result of having CBD on our products, we were kicked off of Google, Amazon, and eBay, and lost our credit card processor. So our business was decimated some 90%+, and we had to borrow money. And now these lenders are just pounding the stock down, and we've got a plan to correct that.
Well, you know, and I know when you're light on revenues, as you guys are, and you're a biopharma company and looking to come up with products and you spend a lot of money in R&D, what do you think, or how are you going to correct the action plan here? What is the action plan here to correct that?
Everett, we're doing a number of things, and we're reinventing the company completely. The name Premier Biomedical is going to go away. We're going to be known, and the paperwork's already been filed, et cetera. We're going to be known as Technology Health. And why are we doing that? We're doing that so that we can create a whole new image in the market. We've secured long-term financing of $5 million at the best rates I've seen in the entire industry. But we still got the problem of the old debt, and we're working on how to solve that with our lenders. They want exorbitant premiums for buying out the debt, et cetera. But we're working on that as well, and that's in process. It may take a little while to unwind, but anyway, we're working on it. And in the future, we're going to be focused like a laser on only two technologies. We've got the developments. We have three patents, and we're putting them to use. We're working on PTSD. We have a cure, not a treatment for PTSD, and we've demonstrated that in laboratory with the Department of Defense and at the University of Texas. And most excitingly, we're working on our anti-addiction patch. And we're coming out with a whole new name. We bought a company that's in the hemp oil business, and we're going to end up, we had eight products on the old line, Premier Biomedical. We're going to end up with 12, including some animal treats, et cetera. So this new company, we're about a month away from bringing that out, and we're going to make everybody aware of that by letters to our stockholders and to the entire industry via press releases of a new name that we're going to be selling this to all of the by all of the internet agencies.
Well, you know, there's one ray of sunshine is your anti-addiction patch. Where are we at in the process of that? How are you planning on distributing that? Give us a little bit of an update of where we're at in that process.
Well, that is the product for the future. We're focused on PTSD and number two, but number one is our anti-addiction patch. We have prototypes. They're in hand. They're just gorgeous. They're 1¾ inches by 2¾ inches flesh tone. And what is really exciting, we spent a lot of money and a lot of time working very diligently on this, on the technology. We're seeking additional patent protection. We already have one patent on the ingredients, but we're seeking additional patent strength. The entire ingredients of three major ingredients, and they're hemp oil, naltrexone, which is an antagonist against chemical and alcohol addiction, and cyclobenzaprine, which is a muscle relaxer. And all of these ingredients are contained in the adhesive. There's no reservoir or gauze that create hot and cold spots. This is really exciting. We've indicated this, and we have interest from offshore, from Brazil, from Australia, from the Philippines, the UK, etc. We're working with the largest hospital complex in the country. We have a meeting set with them at the end of the month. There's been some movement of a few days here and a few days there because they want everybody that's important to be in the meeting. And we're working with one of the largest defense contractors in the country. So this is a big deal for us. We see this product, the drug addiction problem in this country is real simple. 74,000 people died last year. And that, if you do the math, that's 200 per day from drug overdoses. Yep. Now, how this product works is, it's one every 7 minutes, by the way, around the clock. How this product works is that it removes the high associated with the illegal addictive drugs. And we see this, we're in contact with some rehab centers, et cetera. And we're working, why are we working offshore? That's a good question. We're working offshore simply because there's an international treaty that if any of the signatory nations approve it, all of the signatory nations, including the United States, are obligated to approve it as well. So we're looking at where we can have this product approved, even though all of the ingredients are FDA approved. In combination, we want to remove any questions. So we're going to seek the lowest cost, the fastest means of getting this product approved, and in the attention of the entire country. We see this as a possible real move forward in the war on drugs. It removes the high associated with taking illegal drugs.
We're kind of running out of time. I wanted to give you the last words. What do you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from the interview today? You got about 20 seconds.
All right, 20 seconds is this. We've been knocked down. But, you know, from the Rocky movie, I learned something. It isn't important how many times you're knocked down. It's how many times you get back up. And we're getting back up, and we're running this time. And we're focused. And that's the point that people should remember. We're focused on where we're going. We don't have to invent these technologies. We have three patents. We're moving forward. And by God, we're gonna succeed.
My guest today has been Bill Hartman. He is the CEO, president, co-founder of Premier Biomedical, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. Bill, I want to thank you for stopping by, bringing my listeners an update on your company. I wish you the best out there. Hopefully, you're going to turn things around, and you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update on your anti-addiction patch.
Well, we will do that. That's where we're focused, and thank you for everything you do, Everett. You got a great audience.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.